Local governments around the country are facing some daunting budget deficits, and it appears even areas considered relatively wealthy are not immune. In one such California city, an eye-catching volunteer effort to raise money for the local fire department backfired when the city refused to accept the money. From member station KAZU, Ben Adler reports.
Carmel by the Sea is a one-square-mile stretch of land on California's central coast, just south of Monterey and the famed Pebble Beach. The wealthy resort town is known for its beaches, its art galleries, and its famous former mayor, actor Clint Eastwood. At a coffee shop in a shopping center on the outskirts of town, 55-year-old Patty Ross says she loves Carmel for its bohemian feel.
It's a peaceful place. I know the reason that I ended up here was because I came here often to visit and on vacation, and I felt an instant peace, tranquility.
Which is why when Ross heard the city was short on money at a city council meeting in late 2003, she wanted to do something to help. She just couldn't figure out how to raise the money. Then she and a friend saw the movie Calendar Girls. In the film, a group of middle-aged British women decide to pose naked for pictures in a calendar.
We're going to raise money for the hospital to buy a sofa in John's name.
By posing for a nude calendar.
Oh, no. Oh, sit down. I'm not asking you to straddle an Harley Davidson.
Patty Ross and her friend now knew how to raise the money. The question was, for what? After asking the mayor of Carmel for some ideas of a specific project to support, the women eventually settled on this place. The city's fire department. The 1930s-era cobblestone building badly needs a seismic retrofit. Patty Ross says it all made sense.
We thought, what a perfect idea with all the fire paraphernalia, the hoses, the buckets, the fire trucks. It would just lend itself perfectly to covering up all our private parts, so to speak.
And so the Carmel Fire Bells, that's B-E-L-L-E-S, were born. 12 women, aged 52 to 84, each posed suggestively with fire trucks, equipment, and sometimes both. The calendar was a huge success, as the fire bells brought in more than $50,000 from sales and other fundraising efforts. There was just one problem. The city turned down the money. Carmel City Administrator Rich Gillen says two different lawyers told the city, watch out.
There could be the perception by somebody, not that the calendars are a problem, but there could be a perception by someone that the calendars are inappropriate for an office environment and could lead to litigation against the city, and that's the big concern.
Gillen says he knows the fire bells are well-intentioned, and he adds it's hard for a financially strapped city to say no to money it could really use. But in a culture that encourages litigation and political correctness, Gillen says, it's not a risk Carmel can afford to take. 84-year-old Paula Weber, the oldest fire bell, says she never imagined such a reaction.
There was no hidden agenda, and we just felt we'll work as hard as we can. And it's not a tremendous amount of money, but it's a beginning.
In an added development, the city says it has come up with the funds to retrofit the fire department, even without the money the calendar has raised. Nevertheless, the fire bells say they still plan to present a check to the city, whether officials want it or not. For NPR News, I'm Ben Adler in Monterey, California.